Welcome to 52 Weeks of Flow. This is a Moving River podcast, hosted by multifaceted entrepreneur and transformational coach, Bia Marie Annie. In this podcast, we want to help you discover the concept of flow and show you ways to get into flow and how you can keep your life flowing.
Hello, 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 and welcome to 52 Weeks of Flow, the podcast that delves into the depth of human potential and the transformative power of flow. My name is Bia Marie Annie, your guide on this transformative journey. And today, I am bringing you a very transformational guest. Her name is Crystal Hill, and she is the CEO of Hill House Publishing, a transformational visibility visionary, a multiple number one international best-selling author and speaker. Purposepreneurs hire her when they seek more exposure. With her author archetype system, she guides them to unleash, write, and publish their story and expertise in their solo book or an anthology. This process enables them to elevate their authority, connect with more soul clients, and make a global impact. And I'm so, so happy to have this conversation with her now. So welcome, Crystal.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
And let's dive right in, because you are a visibility visionary. And we talked about this earlier, but you also create, or you help visionary authors, you know, bring their vision into the world. So let's talk about this first. What is a visionary author, a visionary visibility expert, and what is the vision that needs to be brought into the world?
Wow. All right. So, a visionary to me is somebody who holds a bigger vision that is bigger than themselves, bigger than our everyday experience, a vision for the world, a vision for their lives, like a true north star that they're holding on to. And so for me, that vision, like if I really think big picture, I know I am here to help this transformation on the planet right now, to ease that transformation of ages that we're seeing from the Piscean age into the Aquarian age, which means that we are releasing power struggles, which also therefore means we're releasing the victim, we're releasing disempowerment, and we're stepping into our full power and our full potential. And we're not doing this from this old way. We're doing this in a circular way. We're doing this with each other. So uniqueness and community, whilst knowing who we are individually, is so important. So my vision is that we create a world where everyone has that potential fully, their potential fully actualized, fully in their power, but not at the expense of, but with the inclusion of everybody else. So that's my big vision. That's what I see myself contributing to. And the way I've been doing this has seen many incarnations, from empowering actors on the stage to empowering my life coaching clients, to empowering women by tapping into their life force sexual energy and releasing shame, to now empowering the visionaries to write their wisdom, their stories, so that they can share their visions and get other people to see that, to be inspired by that, to either buy into that vision and expand on that vision by bringing their own unique essence and flavor to that vision. It's like, you know, we're building a puzzle together and everybody brings their unique puzzle piece, but we're all here for the same purpose of let's be empowered. But let's be in community and let's share that together.
Ah, I love that. And I love the containers that you're building, because you have published, I don't know how many, like 10, 15, like co-authored books already, who have all gone number one bestsellers.
Yes, 11. Yes.
Yes. So yes. 11 of those. And now you're also having this solo book container. Like when people come to you, what is their aim? Like who comes to you?
The people with a big vision come to me who want to share that. And there's that their aim is twofold. Firstly, they have gone through a transformation in their own lives. They've experienced something where they've had a hardship and they've overcome that. And they're now in a position to share that wisdom with the world. And they want to share their journey and the transformational tools that they've created along the way. They now want to share that with the reader so that they can have a shortcut, or that, you know, they can be inspired by that. So they want to, they're doing it to contribute back into the community, back into the world. And then a secondary aspect, they do it to become more visible, to make a bigger impact so that people become aware of the gifts that they have to share. So it's both to contribute in order to contribute more, because now they're more visible.
That is really, really beautiful. And I have been in one of your containers, like rewrote Inspired Connections together. And for me, this has just been a really amazing process of coming also into an inspired connection with myself. And I love all the themes that you pick for the books, because I remember in one of the meetings, I was really doubtful that the story and the message that I wanted to bring wasn't worth it, or wasn't as good as the other ones. And it was really beautiful, because the community in the author group was so empowering and so beautiful, because they all asked me, okay, pitch it, tell me, what is this, what is that? And really, we helped each other come through, and we helped each other through hardships, and you guided this so beautifully. What through, like, you tapped into your story a little bit, how, like, what your path was. How or why did you want to create those kind of containers?
It is about empowerment. That is my number one value in my life. You know, I've come from, and we can open a kettle of worm here, but really, like, I have, disempowerment has been something that I felt as a child. There is an origin story that took all my trust away into the world. Like, I was had an accident, a second degree burns when I was 4 years old, and it just deeply, deeply changed how I felt. Like, I felt very separated, I felt very disconnected. And when we feel disconnected from the world and don't trust the world, there's no power. And so I felt very contracted, very alone, and I was a very shy girl as well. And initially, up until my mid-30s, the drive to do this, the drive for significance, you know, being one of the six core needs that we all have, was fear-driven. It was driven from this, I have to prove myself. I have to show the world that I'm worth it, because I was slightly different. You know, being a star seed, having ability, you know, extrasensory abilities, being an empath, people were, you know, they just looked at me like, who's she? What planet is she on? And so I felt a little bit different. And so I felt like the need to prove myself. And so the significance came from that place of disempowerment. And I've, you know, in my own journey, I've been able to, you know, just strip away the layers. And so now I feel this need to be significant is coming from a higher place without ego. Because we are all significant. We are all the power and presence of the universe. We are all an expression of that. And so who are we not to tap into that? And I think so that's the place now that I'm coming from, to help authors or people who are coming into my containers to tap into their own story and believe in their own story. And with the intention and the hope that they may find something in their story that maybe they haven't seen before. And I think that happens over and over again. When we apply the discipline in a container to reflect on our journey and what makes me unique, and back that up with our life, that is so empowering and so transformational. And that inspires me to facilitate that. I just, there's nothing better than seeing people, you know, have aha moments and then step into a greater level of confidence that then makes them show up differently in the world and do bigger things simply because they've had these this transformation in the container and shared that. And so that's the other thing, right? When we're becoming an author, we're not just doing this journaling by ourselves. We're actually then taking the next step and saying, wow, look at now I'm going to be witness in my discovery and witness in my brilliance.
I really love that because before I stepped into your world, I never thought I was an author. I never journaled. I didn't have a journal. You know, I started multiple journals. I think I have about 20 where the first page is written on, but you know, the rest of the pages are blank. But when I saw that you're doing this and it like the title really spoke to me and I thought, you know, maybe I can do that. I don't know, but maybe I can do this. And I believe that there are a lot of people out there who say, well, I'm not a writer. I'm not an author. I don't have a story to tell. I don't, you know, what do you tell people like that? Because I know what you told me. So, but tell everybody if they think they're not an author or they don't have a story.
Yes. So the most important thing is to, you don't have to be a writer to be an author. I think that's the biggest misconception. All you have to have is a passion for your story, a passion for not even your story, for your message, for your mission, for your vision, for your purpose. And the rest will come. And so through the questions, that I then ask all the authors, you know, all the contributors that are coming in, they then unlock. And all you have to do is answer questions. And by the end of that, you have a chapter. And I don't know if that's what I told you. Maybe you can add to what I just shared that really made a difference for you.
What really made a difference for me is that you said, I don't need to be a writer. Mm. Because I think I said, like, I'm not a writer. Like, I don't. And you said you can also just speak your chapter. There are transcription yes. apps and you can just speak it. And I said, yeah, but then it's not polished. It's not perfect. And that I think helped me really move into this is that we talked about perfectionism a lot and how perfectionism actually kills our flow, that it kills the spark, that it kills our vision in a way.
Yeah. Yes. And there's one exercise that I take writers through, or the not even writers, the contributors. I'll call them contributors because you're not a writer, you're not an author yet, you're an aspiring author. And that is to really get out of the head is to take a pen and paper. And I actually mean a physical pen because there is something that goes from the mind into the hand. And it's like something. I need to look it up to explain it better, but it's different to typing when we're actually having to write. And to write as fast as you can without stopping for say 15 minutes. What happens after the first 5 to 10 minutes is that we actually drop in, you know, we get out of the it's got to be perfect. I have to stop to correct something. And we just, sometimes it's a bit hard, especially for recovering perfectionists, but to just say, no, I've only got to do this for 15 minutes and then I can go back and edit. But what I find when I do that, and I am a recovering perfectionist, is that metaphors come out. My unique rhythm comes out. I come out with truth bombs that I didn't even think about. They just flow out. And all of that, I mean, you know about the flow state, right? It's when we get into that flow state where the mind just is in a back seat. And that happens with this very simple trick, write without stopping as fast as you can. Do not let your, you know, some, we have to catch up with our thoughts on the page and not to let the critical mind want to correct it.
Yes, I love that. I really, really enjoyed that exercises. I think the third time, the first and the second time was really hard for me. And writing without stopping, it's kind of like, I just did a podcast episode, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago about procrastination. And I think procrastination is also like this big thing about writing. You know, when you stand in front of, all right, I entered a book container now, and now I'm supposed to write a book.
Yes.
It's kind of like this. Okay, yeah, I'm going to do that tomorrow. I'm not going to write a book today, so I'm not going to start.
Yeah, and that definitely happens. And we then have to trick ourselves into making this massive idea of, oh my God, I have to write a whole book into these tiny chunks. I'm just going to write 1,000 words today. I'm just going to put the timer on for 20 minutes and I'll just have a topic and I'll see what comes out. Or I'll just plan the outline today and that's it. So it's like with everything in goal setting, we break it down into small steps and then it becomes achievable.
And so for people who have never, written a book, don't know about the process, and they find themselves in this almost procrastinative state already because, there's this book. How do you guide them, smoothly into that?
We start by really simple questions. What is your core message? Let's just bring it down to basics. Because what I've found is a lot of the people who come to me are the overachievers and perfectionists, and they have so many ideas. And so we just have a conversation. What is in all of this stuff, all of these ideas that you have, what is the one core message? And then I have a process that will help them to identify what that is. And then say, well, I could do this, I could do that. And then I just look at it. Okay, which one are you more passionate about? So we have to be passionate about our subject, right? It's got to be something that lights us up, that we want to write about, that we're excited to share. It's not even writing about it. What are you excited to share? What lights you up? That's what we're going to we talk about. And then there's different questions that I ask, and suddenly it's so clear. And they're so excited because we've just gone through what lights them up, their passion, their purpose, that they now have the motivation to get started. And then when that motivation dies down, we meet again and there's the next boost. And then, because that's also something I have been told I do naturally, is I'm a natural activator. When people are in the container, something happens and an activation happens, and then it's easier. There's an energy that gets co-created amongst the contributors and me that sort of helps everybody to say, yeah, I'm going to do this. This is exciting. Now I know what I'm doing.
Yes, absolutely. And when, like, we talked about being, in this container with, like, co-creating a book, but when you go in a so in the solo book container, I mean, there is more to writing a book than just one chapter. So can you walk us like just briefly through the process of what is needed to write the book?
Yes. So if you've been on a transformational journey and you feel like you have your own coaching program that you've developed based on your story and based on the things you're passionate about and based on your patterns, and now you're ready to put that in a book. So yes, there's planning. So really what you're doing is you're looking at, let me just put this journey into steps. What was the first step I took on that journey? What were the kind of the benchmarks, the accents on that journey that I can write about? And then what are the tools that I use on that journey that helped me? Or what are the tools that I now teach my clients that I can put, it's like mapping out a 4 week or a 9 month group coaching container. It's the same thing. You create the content one unit at a time, one chapter at a time. And then each chapter has an education, like a teaching. It's got an example from your personal life, and it's got an exercise so that the audience can embody it. So education, example, exercise. That's the structure of each chapter. And we just do that for each one. And each chapter creates a mini transformation. And that's it.
That sounds
Yeah, it
so
takes planning,
easy.
right? If you break it down, it really is, right? And if it's complicated, then it's too much. But if we can break it down into easy steps, easy to understand, we get the skeleton built out, for big picture first, and then you add in more and more and more in the detail. You start with a big picture. core message, core intention, core transformation for the reader. And then what was the journey? We break the journey down into the different chapters. We know what elements we need to put into each chapter. And there's our outline for the book.
Beautiful. So everyone who's listening right now, if you feel called to write a book and you feel overwhelmed, then I would really recommend to meet with Crystal and just, you know, check it out. Check it out if there is a connection, if there is really the burning desire to get your story out. And if it is, I can just really recommend working with Crystal. So if somebody is now interested in finding you and mapping out if that is a possible, if writing a book is a possibility, where can they find you?
So they can find me on my website, which is actually changing names very soon. So let's just say LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram, but LinkedIn or Facebook preferably under just Crystal Hill with a K-R-Y-S-T-A-L and Hill with an E at the end. I think that's the easiest way to find me. Yeah. And it literally is that. It's a conversation. Do I have a book in me? Is what I have experienced book worthy? Is it enough? I don't know what to focus on. What would you recommend? I'm very happy to just have a conversation and, you know, help anybody who is curious to figure it out.
That's so beautiful. And I want to touch on something else because you have developed author archetypes.
Yes.
Like, what is that? Because yes, we all might have a story inside of us, but what is that author archetype?
So I've discovered, having worked with 200 plus authors, that everybody has different strengths and weaknesses. And then I was looking at, well, how do I put them in a system? Like, how do I and create a quiz with? And then I thought, well, what are the models that exist that are universal that we all identify with. And so the author archetypes are based on the four elements of the Western culture, not the five of the East, but the four of the West. So water, fire, earth, and air. And each one has a different characteristic. And so just to give you an example, the air element is the one that has got the million ideas like floating around like a whirlwind in the head, right? And then it's like, okay, so how do we now just, then we need to activate the earth element, the earthy empress, to kind of ground them in. And the earthy empress is really cool to connect with on the inside. And I have created these activations that I share in my process, in my containers, to then help to, okay, let's embody this earth element so we can actually focus and plan and be grounded and just get it done. And then we need to tap into, when it comes to the storytelling, we then need to tap into the fiery charismatic, you know, the one that captivates an audience and can hold attention around the campfire by sharing a story. But if we're just with away with the story, we leave the reader or the listener often like, oh my God, that was a lot. Where am I in the story? Now it's almost like, you know, when you're, it's like you get sucked in and you get spit out again at the end. And so then I don't know if you've ever experienced that after somebody told you a story, you're like so engaged and like, oh my God, that was a lot. And you're like left off. So then we need to process it. And that's where we're bringing the air in again. Who's the teacher who can actually help us unpack the story and understand the story and relate the story to us. And of course, the relating of the story to the reader wouldn't be complete without the emotions, without the water element to really kind of bring a level of depth to it. And it slows it down and it really makes us reflect and just be with what is and be with emotions and really draw the reader in. So that's almost like the slowness and the questions. And there's actually different writing styles like command, question, exclamation that I've related to these archetypes as well that bring that out in the writing too. And this all happened after we worked together, I think. I've kind of gone deeper and deeper into it.
Yeah, this is beautiful. This is a beautiful tool. This is amazing. So you do that with everybody who enters a solo book or a
Yes,
co-author.
yeah, that's right. We do that now. They have access to the activations, and I say, okay, in the planning phase, let's embody this archetype. In the brainstorming, let's embody that. And so there's the guided visualizations that I've created. And so it makes us really tap into our wholeness as human beings. And from that place, rewrite. It's an embodied experience now. It's not just a head exercise. Yeah.
Sounds so cool. It makes me want to think if I have another story.
Yes.
All right, Crystal, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your world with us. I believe that it is really inspiring for a lot of people, and I'm so happy that I could bring this on the 52 Weeks of Flow podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Bea. It's been beautiful questions that really brought out some thoughts and ideas that, yeah, that really cemented things for me as well. So thank you for that.
You're so welcome. And that's it. That's it for today. That's our show. Thank you so much for tuning in and staying with us for another inspiring episode of 52 Weeks of Flow. I'm giving you a virtual high five right now because you have completed another amazing conversation with the beautiful Crystal Hill. If you like what you heard, then please, please, please go over and rate and review the show. It would mean the world to me. And be sure that I will read all of your comments because they are just the fuel of what we're doing here. And it will also help me bring on more amazing guests and help more people get into flow. So all the information that Crystal shared already here, how you can reach her, are underneath this podcast description or in the podcast description underneath the YouTube video. And you can also, you know, reach me under www.superwoman.coach or on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn as well. If you have any questions to the show or if you cannot find Crystal, you can also reach out and I will love to send you all the details. And until next time, keep shining, keep learning, keep growing, and keep flowing.